This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, time for us to move into another zone. This is Your Hidden Power. Doug Steffen here with Laura Banks. We're going to meet Frank Butterfield in the first portion of Your Hidden Power this week. Frank is a master channeler, speaks with a voice known as Paul, and that's where I want to get started because there are a lot of people who have various experiences and people who are sensitive like Frank is, that to do speak for... Well, I guess maybe I should ask that question, because I'm never quite sure here. The object of this program, Frank, is to present people with different ideas, things that are not considered by some normal. I think I consider them normal, and I know Laura considers them normal, but then we're considered by other people to be abnormal. So, well, yeah, I guess it depends on your definition of normal or normalcy. You speak to a voice known as Paul, and where does Paul come from? How are you connected to Paul?
Well, I refer to Paul as a they, so they're kind of as a plural because it's a collective consciousness. But they came to me. As of last January, I sat down and decided I wanted to be a channel. I'd seen a channel on TV with Shirley MacLaine's made-for-TV movie, Out on a Limb. Yep. And a few years later, I decided, well, that's what I want to do. And so they came to me. And ever since then, life's been quite a roller coaster and quite awesome because they're really helpful for me personally. But it's also allowed me to meet all sorts of people all over the world and have some really great experiences as a result.
So let me clarify. You just decided, and I have no problem. Thoughts are things, as far as I'm concerned. You can have them, you can let them go. Both work. So in this circumstance, what was your thought pattern, and how did you just decide to let go whatever you let go of, and allow this certainly the universe doesn't like a vacuum, so you move something out to bring something in. Is that it?
Well, in a way, you could say that, and I think the word allowing is the key word. What happened was, like I said, I saw this TV movie that was in '86, and it kind of rolled around in my head, and then it just came to me. I started reading Jane Roberts, who channeled an entity named Seth. She had just passed away, and her books were all being republished, and so every time I'd go to the bookstore, there'd be a new one.
Right.
And...
Well, that's why that's an interesting point, because I wondered about that. Many people know about Seth, and so this Paul is sort of Laura, right? Don't a lot of people know about Seth? And this sounds like another, not an extension, but another dynamic in that collective, if it's conscious, whatever it is.
Yeah, another group. Very popular gal out there right now is Abraham Hicks, who channels, Esther Hicks.
Yeah,
right, Paul. Yeah.
I kind of consider Esther to be kind of like my aunt, and Jane Roberts to be my great aunt, because they both really inspired me.
Yeah.
But I was channeling, Esther started channeling probably about 3 or 4 years before I did. But we were both kind of inspired by Jane. She's very clear about that when she talks about it. Mm-hmm. Because when they decided they were going to do that, and Esther and her husband, Jerry, Jane Roberts had literally just died. So that was like 85. The way this worked was the simple way, the simple answer is I found a book called Opening to Channel, which is still in print. And it's a pink book. I highly recommend it. Anybody who likes the idea of being a channel, it will show you how to do it. And that's actually what happened. What I did do that I don't recommend is I did it all in one day because I just couldn't wait.
Are you a bit obsessive and compulsive, Frank?
Yeah, just a little.
Sometimes most people usually call me lazy, but when I really get something that I like, I just kind of jump into it, and that's what this was. And it was also practical. The book is really chock full of great exercises of how to allow and let go, because that is what channeling is. It's letting go. That's really what it is at the heart of things.
lovely to meet you and what your work. You're doing great work. My takeaway and passion around Esther and Abraham, what she's doing, is I'm wondering if it's in your work too, because she really says, you know, we got to live inside this thing she calls a vortex, where we're all in this place of then you attract, right, what you want and desire, because you're focused on just feeling good. It's from a position of choosing to feel good. And I've ended up doing this a lot because of her, where you can literally choose good as a feeling. And then, so how does your work compare to that? Do you go into that same concept at all of just choosing happy, and which sounds so Pollyanna, but it works. It's the weirdest thing.
What I do is a little bit different. The way that Paul talks about this, it's very similar, and they did talk about the vortex for a while, because people would come into the conversations and ask about their vortex, and so Paul would say, well, this is what it means from our perspective to get in your vortex. But one of the things they also, about the same time, began to do is to talk about how feeling good can become aspirational. And so it's really simple, and it's really easy, and it's real, just immediate, to feel better. And so mm-hmm. they talk a lot about feeling better, and they'll say, people will say, well, I tried to feel good, and they'll say, well, that's good, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about feeling better, because you're a vibrational being, and you're an expansive being. So we're all coming from the same place, which is the unconditional love that is expanding and becoming more of itself, because unconditional love is in love with itself, and that means that it's growing and becoming more. Mm-hmm. And we're all extensions of that. Mm-hmm. So vibrationally, what's happening is we gradually move into more expanded states. And one of the things they're real clear about is the idea that you're going to jump vibrationally from, let's say, frustration to happiness, it's probably not going to happen. Now, Abraham says, too, that you'll go up sort of a scale. Now, Paul doesn't really spend a lot of time talking about the scale, but they'll just say, look, there's a thought that feels better that's right in front of you. Now, that's directly from Abraham's teachings. There's no question. But because I will say Paul kind of sent me to Abraham's school when I, about 15 years ago, when I first kind of started doing this as an endeavor to, like, be my main business.
Mm-hmm.
And so your I life. Learned all the Abraham things, all their, but then it's evolved and it's become different and distinct. And one of the real distinctions is that they will say, we never talk about law of attraction because it makes it sound like there's something over there that already exists that you're going to pull over into your experience. Because what we're really doing is creating our reality. And the creating of our reality is happening on an instantaneous, continuous.
It's lots of things, basically. That, I mean, that's, I think right. that's what we're talking right. about. All right, hold on a sec. Frank Butterfield is with us, master channeler. He's also the author of several metaphysical books, has written 60 novels and short stories, so he obviously isn't lazy. I don't know where someone would come up with that. You've got a very busy, active mind, and that's why it's important to have your thoughts, share your thoughts. That's what your hidden power is all about. Laura Banks with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought or two or three or four about how to make your teeth white. Your bright smile is very important, not only to you, but to the people who are close to you. Everybody wants you to feel good, wants you to look good, and you do that by, at least as far as your teeth is concerned, by getting them as white as possible. None of those strips and the toothpaste that have all that abrasive stuff in it, they ruin your enamel. That's not what's going to happen when you use power swabs. They enhance your enamel. They take the stains right out of the enamel. A patented all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent working together. Find out all about it at powerswabs.com. There's a satisfaction guarantee. Everybody gets it. If you don't, you buy it and you don't have a commitment, there's this, you know, the money-back guarantee. If you're not happy with it after a month, you're not getting your teeth whiter, then you're... You don't have to even ship it. Yeah, just call them up and say, I don't like this. They'll send you your money back. That's it. Normally, the retail price on Power Swabs is $99.85 for the kit. Use the DJV10 code, and you'll buy it for $59.90, plus get $10 off of that, plus free shipping. Try the Power Swabs 7-Day Intensive Teeth Whitening Kit. and get that Stain Out Quick Stick as part of the order free and free shipping. Use the code DJV10 to whiten your teeth the natural way. DJV10 is the way to do it and save the most money at powerswabs.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, and Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Back to Frank Butterfield here, who's on the line with me and Laura Banks, talking about reality. Everybody's got a different sort of, a different blend of reality. How much of this is connected to past lives? Wondering, these masters, these people who are channelers are talking to entities like Paul that are not with us, at least they're not here physically. So is there a connection to these spirits and past life stuff or what you might learn in an Akashic reading?
Sure, there can be. In the work that I do, Paul really kind of tries to bring the emphasis back into the present moment. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of really great stuff to explore with past lives. I like the idea that our soul sits at the center of a wheel, like a wagon wheel, and then each one of the little sticks that kind of goes out is a different lifetime. And they're all running parallel. We call them past lives or future lives because that's the way we think.
Does that come out of the school of thought that there is really no time?
Yeah.
Frank?
There really is no time. Right.
Yeah,
and you can actually, if you want, you can prove that there really is no time by just telling yourself that you have plenty of time and you can watch, if you affirm it, you can watch time rearrange itself around you. And
how
it's
so?
Not dramatic.
Or be an example of that. How do you do that?
How do I do that?
Well, when you're running late for something, this is the thing I do all the time. Paul kind of whispers it in my ear, and they say, just always say, I'm always on time. It's the perfect time. And what will happen is almost always I arrive, and the other person says, oh, I'm so glad you just now got here because we were running behind too. That is consistently my experience.
Wow.
Really?
I like that.
The other thing you could do also is just essentially slow things down by moving slower, and you begin to notice how more efficient you become. This has been my experience, at least, with doing things in the right time, in the right way. And then people
can move into you can move into synchronicity too. I think that way, Paul.
Mm.
I would love for Doug to get. I don't know if you do a reading on air. I would love for Doug to get a reading on air.
All right. Well, let's hold that thought. If he wants to give me some of his expertise, we'll see how it works. Maybe he'll turn it around. By the way, Frank's website is communionoflight.com. Light, L-I-G-H-T. Communionoflight.com. That's Frank Butterfield's website. We continue in a matter of moments here on Your Hidden Power.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frank Butterfield here on Your Hidden Power with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen, communionoflight.com. There we go. And so I want to get ourselves connected. You wanted him to do a reading on me. Why?
Yes.
What do you sense? Why do you think that would be?
Because the last time we were together, I got a reading, and you're such a Scorpio of such intense psychic energy and talents. I want Paul to meet you on a deeper level. I get a sense about it.
Is that easy or hard to do, Frank?
Oh, we can do it right now.
My headsets are on. My ears are open. My mouth is closed. Laura's listening.
And take
the
notes.
Floor is yours, yes.
We very much welcome you, and we very much feel welcomed into this particular conversation. But we don't really offer readings as much as we answer your questions. Are there any questions you have for us? We can offer you what we see going on with you vibrationally, but it's probably not going to be as interesting as an answer to a question that you might have.
Personal question or a universal question?
No,
we're speaking
personal.
To Paul now.
Personal.
A personal question.
Personal is always the best because it brings out the juicy, juicy tidbits of your life and lets us sort of walk into them and show you this is what is useful and this is what is not.
When do I learn how to let go?
Never. If you're attempting to learn how to let go, it will be a continuous and constant learning process. Either you let go and let things be what they are, or you don't. But what might be helpful would be to back up, and instead of trying to attempt to demonstrate that you are allowing and letting go, to just notice that whenever you're holding on to something, there may be a reason, and that it isn't something that you need to fix, that you can actually back up and let. Notice the words you're using here. Let yourself be in a state of needing to fix things. That itself is a form of letting go. Because allowing means you're allowing everything, including all of the ways in which you think you should be doing stuff better, including, quote-unquote, letting go. So if you're trying to learn how to let go, you will never really learn how to do it. You will be in a constant pursuit of the attempt to learn. And it will continue to manifest itself in that way. Because the universe follows your lead. If you're trying to learn something, you will be in a constant state of acquiring information and knowledge without the satisfaction of sitting in the middle of it. But if you declare, it's easier and easier for me to let go, I'm finding it simpler and simpler, you will begin to see how easier and easier it is. Because the universe just simply follows you wherever you go. Do you understand?
But nature, the second part B of that, human nature being what it is, or the nature of humanity, maybe that's a better way of putting it, and Laura is an expert in this. I was born under a particular circumstance, and those combination of planets that were aligned when I was born don't make it easy for me or anybody else who was born to work away, walk away, or work themselves from that which is given to you under the circumstance. Am I phrasing it right, Laura? You know what I'm trying to say.
Go ahead.
That's where you begin, and that's a very interesting commentary and a very interesting noticing, but it's not really relevant to the question you asked us, and we're not trying to be rude. We just wanted to point out, yes, you do have these things that you have set up for yourself, and that's the way we'll say it. You did choose to be born under a certain star, and that is the thing you're bringing with you, and it's some juicy, juicy goodness that's actually there to be harvested if you're willing to do so.
This is Laura talking for Doug. What about Doug? And finding love.
Well, that's really what the whole question is about, isn't it? Because
yes,
the attempt to find love has been useless. It doesn't seem to have worked. So if you are willing, and we do mean this very literally, if you are willing to be alone, you will find it a lot easier for people to come to you, and they will find you. And in fact, that's our recommendation, is let them find you.
Let it be. Frank Butterfield, communionoflight.com. He has private sessions. There's an inspiration. The last 5 minutes here with him, that ought to spur you on. Group call-in question and answer sessions as well at communionoflight.com. A pleasure to have you here, Frank Butterfield, on Your Hidden Power.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence told the nation's governors that the country is in a better place than it was 2 months ago, but he would not minimize developments in the Sun Belt, which has seen a sharp increase in cases of COVID-19. He and Dr. Deborah Birx, the coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, are traveling to Arizona later today, now an epicenter of COVID infections. Birx dialed in from New Mexico, calling Texas and Arizona significant hotspots with increasing positivity in New Mexico. She said officials are also monitoring upticks in Ohio, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. Birx noted many of the cases involved individuals under the age of 40. And Dr. Anthony Fauci said the message to young people needs to be that they're part of a dynamic to prevent the resurgence of coronavirus. Fauci attributed the rise in cases in Texas to Memorial Day celebrations, which did not show an immediate jump in cases, causing Texans to be too relaxed in their behavior. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The National Basketball Association is planning to paint Black Lives Matter on all 3 basketball courts when the 2020 season resumes at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, July 30th. In an effort to continue talking about social justice and racial inequality, the league will paint the phrase inside both sidelines. Oklahoma City Thunder point guard Chris Paul, who's also president of the National Basketball Players Association, said the union is working with the league to have players wear personalized social justice, social cause, or charity messages on the backs of their jerseys. Billions of dollars offered by Congress as a lifeline to small businesses struggling to survive the pandemic are about to be left on the table when a key government program stops accepting applications for loans. Business owners and advocacy groups complain that the money in the Paycheck Protection Program was not fully put to work because the program created obstacles that stopped countless small businesses from even applying. Those that did seek loans, the ever-changing application process proved to be an exercise in futility. As of this weekend, the Small Business Administration had approved more than $4.7 million worth of loans worth nearly $518 billion. Small businesses that also included medical offices, dry cleaners, and manufacturers obtained money that ultimately saved jobs and eased the unemployment rate. But more than $140 billion in loan money remains unclaimed out of $695 billion allocated by Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Moving into the profile circle is Uri Geller, who joins us each week at this time. Uri has written a lot of books, and I wonder, one of the things that I've talked about this week has been people who get inspiration to write books. And I'm not sure that I have it, but I know you do. And I wonder how, when you think about it, you're still prolific in writing. How is it that you don't repeat the same thing over and over again when you're writing books or getting messages to people in general, Uri?
Yeah, well, listen, Doug, you are a bigger mind reader than myself because I just plucked a book off the shelf, honestly, about 45 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Because I was going to look at some of the mantras that I've written, 30 years ago. The book is called Uri Geller's Mind Power Kit. Shipley mm-hmm. just took a picture. Shipley's my brother-in-law, and the picture is on the way to you. But the synchronicity again, Doug, that you could have started this show with anything, not just Uri Geller writes many books, has written many books. And, you know, I don't really hold ever a book when I speak to you.
You and I have that, whatever it is that we have, whatever our connection, I'm convinced it goes back many past lives. You and I have been friends. We've known each other in some way, shape, or form. I believe, and you and I have talked about this any number of times on the air in different circumstances, how we recognize in this life people that we have known in a past life. Yeah, I mean, how do you argue against that?
Absolutely. You know, Doug, I have written many books. This one is basically about taking charge of your life by using, you know, the power of your own mind. You see, Doug, our minds are capable of remarkable and incredible feats, yet we don't use them to their full capacity. Well, you know, even scientists claim today that we use about 10% of our brains. Amazing that we can actually tap into more energy, more power, more knowledge, more psychokinesis, more telepathy, more healing with the power of our brain.
Well, do you think there was a channeler that we had on the program, and I'm wondering about the connection that people have who channel. Have you ever thought you were a channeler of ideas from others other than yourself, perhaps past life connections?
That's a very good question. No, I never thought that I was a channeler. I always came up and dreamt about how to motivate and inspire people, how to beat negative thinking since childhood. I always believed in myself, and then I realized as I grew older, from the age of 5 to, say, 22, I realized that everything I visualized, I materialized. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I could go there with my mind, I could actually go there with my body. And there's nothing that I couldn't achieve, be, do, or have. And basically, I was, and I am, the architect of my own life. So are you, and so are our listeners. And I always came up with powerful tips on beating negative thinking.
You know, one of the things that I have recognized, I don't know that I've always thought about it. I don't know that I've ever verbalized it with you when we were together. I've never heard you gossip about anybody. I've never heard you talk about, I've heard you tell stories, let's say, about Bibi Netanyahu or other people that you've known, stars that you've come in contact with, people that are your friends, but I've never heard you gossip.
In today's day and age, Doug, everyone around you is a spy. Because everyone around you has a mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone around you has a mobile phone.
But that way,
they can record you, and they can photograph you, and they can film you. Everybody became a journalist. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Yeah.
So everyone is a paparazzi today. So why? Because, I mean, I've got my opinions about people, and I can gossip a lot about people and knowledge that I know about others that will freak you out, but it's better to keep it to yourself.
Do you come by that knowledge because you have psychic ability? Do you think that's how you come by the knowledge to begin with?
Well, I came by that knowledge both because I have a little kind of psychic power, but because those people who came up to me, from John Lennon to Elvis Presley to Michael Jackson to David Bowie, God, the list goes on. And they revealed things to me, but that's always stays in my mind. Mm-hmm. So look, Doug, we'll talk about more about the power of the mind next week. I love you all. A big hug from Old Jaffa.
Check out Uri Geller, UriGellersMuseum.com. Old Jaffa is one of the little villages in Tel Aviv where Uri lives. Uri Geller here.
The fourth is your time to show off your skills. Burgers, check. Hot dogs, check. Refrigerator? Well, before yours decides to check out and ruin your backyard barbecue, upgrade to a new one. Lowe's has you covered with appliances up to 40% off, like an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites and everything on your barbecue menu, too. This year, we're home for the fourth. Visit Lowe's and make it the best it can be. Valid through 7/8, U.S. only.
What is an easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime? The answer, right after this message.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime is around barge tie-ups. Why? Because they offer a place for bait fish to take cover, breaks from the current, and shade. Throw a Ned rig, jig it up and down, and wait for the strike. To learn more, check us out on Drawing the Wildlife, where the seasons never end.
I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Ma and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Ma and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
How do you know when the right time is to do anything? You know, whether it's losing weight, which is the focus of my conversation now for this next 60 seconds or so. When is it that you wake up and you realize, you know, this is something I need to do now? Take action. Go to toploss.com for all the information, the science, people who have been successful, examples of how you can get on to Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You see it all over the place now. I see it all over the internet, all over Facebook. I see lots of people telling lots of great stories, and that's, for me, proof positive this stuff really works. Go to toploss.com. Look at the formula, the weight loss formula that doesn't have anything that's unnatural in it. It has side benefits along with not, losing inches is great and pounds, but those of you who have a tough time getting to rest, getting to sleep, this will give you that ability. Just relax. It's so wonderful. It's clinically proven, an amazing 86% success rate. The program needs to be 6 months. I think you train your body to lose the weight and to keep it off with the main ingredients here. And you read the can and you read the information about the ingredients, you understand how it works. The science is very well explained at toploss.com. You want to know what the deal is. The deal is, use the code DJV. You'll have to, you don't have to pay any shipping, and you get the BOGO deal. Buy three, get three free, or any number over that you can duplicate. Buy four, you get four free. Get the whole deal. It's safe for the entire family. Number one choice for healthy weight loss around the world, Calotren. Get the deal. Use the DJV code at toploss.com. One of the things that I love to do on Your Hidden Power is to think about how we impact people and their lives. A couple of, listener notes. We do a podcast every week of Your Hidden Power. The most recent two Your Hidden Powers, actually numbered, we number the podcasts, Your Hidden Power 146, How Thoughts Become Things. We have people who have conducted extensive first-hand research into the lives of people, and it's always been that people who are successful create, and I think that's part of the message here this week, with the understanding that we have, we can connect, we can channel ourselves. So you can do that. That's Your Hidden Power number 146, How Thoughts Become Things. Number 147 is the discussion with Laura Banks, amongst others, and Kim Bellissimo of Six Planets Going in Retrograde, and what that means to you. How does it all fit together? The moon having eclipses, that kind of stuff. How does that affect your heart, your well-being? I'm talking about your love life as well as your physical well-being. Find the answer to that at Your Hidden Power number 147, the retrograde of all these planets. Catch it every week. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is the website. YourHiddenPowerShow.com. Joining us now is Psychic Mary O'Malley, who has a website, PsychicScout.com. This week our focus, Mary, is on channeling. And people who channel, we all know about Esther Hicks and what came out of that. And before that, it was Judy, and Judy's last name I can never remember. Do you remember Who is the first? Who is that? It was Judy Roberts. That's who it was. Okay, just got that. Yeah. And then we have a fellow named Frank Butterfield who's channeling a group known as Paul. So have you, now, a lot of people who are unwashed don't understand how all this stuff works together. They think one is the same as another. Like, you should be a channeler. You are, in fact, channeling spirit, aren't you, in your psychic readings with people?
Yes and no. In channeling, you actually feel the entity kind of take over. You can actually feel an energy kind of come into you and speak through you. So a lot of times you'll hear that people's voices change, things like that. It's not something I'm 100% comfortable with, but I do know that I have.
Why? Why does it make you uncomfortable? What is there about it that makes you uncomfortable?
Well, just having any kind of entity come in and
take you over, you mean?
It's not a complete takeover. At least I haven't had that experience, but I've seen it happen. But that being said,
wait a minute, hold on a second. Wait a minute. I know you pretty well. I hear hesitation in your voice talking about this. Like it's something either you don't want to experience or you don't want to talk about. And I wonder why that might be. I don't want you to be uncomfortable.
Well, it's hard to find the right words. I don't care for the experience.
Because?
Necessarily. You know, I like being in control of me.
Uh-huh.
That being said, I have spontaneously channeled and it was fine, you know.
Yeah. It's fine, you mean in the immediate moment or the aftermath of it?
In the immediate moment.
Yeah.
I kind of have a boundary, you know. I let them talk through me sometimes, but I really don't like anybody taking over my body or jumping me or, you know, anything like that. So I'm pretty careful about
So I don't want to, but this is helpful because I think people need to know that when they come to you for a reading at psychicscout.com, they get the real deal. And I think you are the real deal. That's why you're here. But it's very interesting. I don't want to get, I'm doing probing because I find it fascinating. I think of you as a rock. And so, but you're a vulnerable human being, just like all of us are.
Absolutely.
But people come to you because they think you are that rock that they are not.
Yeah, I guess I would have never thought about it that way. It's my job to see that everybody in the room is safe, you know, when it comes to working with spirits.
Including you.
Yeah, including me.
Sometimes, don't you have to deal with? I mean, if a client comes to you and says, I don't feel good about this, that, don't you tell them or help them deal with it because they need to get into a safe spot? That's what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So who gets you into a safe spot?
Me.
Yeah.
It's just me. I have, you know, life brings us trust issues, and that's one of mine that I haven't been able to
I can tell.
Let go of or think that it's even a good idea to let go of, you know.
But I don't want you to be uncomfortable. But by the same token, in dealing with that sort of thing, what you realize is that you are human, even if you have some extra added attraction to your ability to communicate with people. You are a human being, subject to human. So I don't want you, I hope you're not tough on yourself when it comes to that because of the fact you realize you're a human being.
There's plenty of people that are very comfortable with it. So, you know, I don't feel like I need to step in and take over that role. Especially since I'm not comfortable with that. I have channeled, like, Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like sitting in a room full of mud, you know. I know I'm talking, but I feel like I can't, you know, move very well.
Oof.
So, I'm not into that.
All right. Well, but see, that was very helpful. I think that we provided our listeners with helpful information about you and you with information about you, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
Mary O'Malley, her website is psychicscout.com. A great way for you to figure out what's going on with you. That's what we're all trying to do, figure it out. This is Your Hidden Power.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Continuing on now, our weekly visit from Laura Banks. I am amazed. This, my experience with you is kind of like the person who buys a red car who never noticed a red car before. But now that you have a red car, everybody's got those damn red cars.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, when you look around at horoscopes or things that are, you know, the convenience of looking at things to... You know, we're into Mercury retrograde. There's 6 planets. One of them's coming out, though, it seems to me. What's the planet that's coming out of retrograde? Isn't there one that's coming out this week?
Well, the big one, the biggie is going to be Mars on June 27th, and that will change. June 27th will be a big deal. Big deal. Mars and Aries.
How?
It's exalted. Well, it's exalted in the sign of Aries. So Mars is going to be at its best, at its brightest, at its most optimistic. So we're going to see everything kind of moving at a faster pace. It's going to cut through this other retrograde planet, these other 5 guys, with its Martian energy. We may see things come to a peak. It could get at its
worst.
In
what period? The next 6 months, 6 weeks, 6 hours?
Mars goes direct for 6 months. It's a 6-month deal. So from July 1, let's say, to the end of the year, things should start escalating in good ways, because I think all of us want to see a resolution to this. Let's just get through this.
Yeah.
Right? And I have so much
but
to talk about.
But if we do what we were talking earlier about with our guest Frank Butterfield, is not doing things too quickly, are we in danger of wanting to push this faster than it wants to go, whatever it is.
Not with five planets that are retrograde, not with six out of eight of the planets, one going direct, is we're not going to get any kick in the pants that's going to be a problem. No.
Okay.
You know, we right now time is moving too so slow for all of us, and so we're having to really...
I don't find it to be that way. I find my...
You're moving quickly. Well, you know, I am too. I'm moving pretty fast. And yet, it does feel like Groundhog Day, you know? It really does in so many ways. But this last solar eclipse, okay, was in Cancer. And that really shows us about our love lives. I think what's not being spoken about in the media too much is how much people are struggling with either loneliness or with partners that they're with that they're not sure they want to be with, and they think that now they get to know them, they want out. And so
with the virus, people spend a lot of time together, and that's
yucky
for a lot of people.
Who did I marry?
Exactly.
Oh, boy,
yeah.
You know.
Well, marriage choices are often awful. Usually people make the wedding or make marriage choices for the completely wrong reason, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And because this solar eclipse was in Cancer and Mars going direct the end of this month, I think people will be making decisions in their relationships, because solar eclipses, you know, their width is for, you know, a while, a month or two eclipses, which is like a bookend. So, you know, between it being about relationships and it being about action, people are either going to go out and start mating again and dating rigorously, and or move on from who they're with, or decide they're going to stay put because it's in their best interest. But the focus is sort of on relationships for everyone now.
All right.
And finding fault in our partners, because we can't look back at ourselves, of course, which is a big thing we do.
All right. So now Venus goes retrograde fairly soon as well, right? What does that mean? Venus, the planet of love, la, la, la.
Yes.
What happens when Venus goes retrograde? You got one and then another. So basically they came in pretty quickly together, all of them in retrograde. Now they're falling off, or will fall off during the rest of the year, right?
Right. Well, we have an unfortunate tendency when Venus goes retrograde to want to get back with our exes. So it kind of throws you into sort of a reminiscent, you know, it was better when once kind of deal, you know. And I want to, you know, stay away from that.
You
know, just go buy a new pair of sheets instead, like I did. Right. Oh, my gosh. Doug, I bought those Giza sheets from my pillow.
Did you?
They're so good. No, I'm not. No one paid me here. I love those sheets. I was afraid, you know, but they're so good. Anyway.
I put on a new set this week as well. All right. Under the circumstances, we got all of these planets that are moving around and around and around.
Right.
People in need to change their beliefs. Is that part of this stuff? We're talking about the Black Lives Matter thing and our beliefs and getting into ruts and all of that. That's part of this. I mean, we certainly know the disruption comes from all the planets being wacko.
Well, I mean, a paradigm shift is what I would call it. Landmark Education, one of my favorite bodies of work available to anybody in the world, teaches shift your consciousness to a new way of thinking. If what you've been doing isn't working, you may want to try something else. And each sign has a different way to access this, kind of putting your foot in the door and having a new way of being. Like a Cancerian would have to shift away from focus on the home so much and nurturing and family, you know, and an Aries would need to sit back and take notes before going into movement. So each sign will act differently to have a breakthrough.
All right, there it is. You heard it from the lady who knows, Laura Banks, with her input here at 59 past the hour.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.